CRI News, I'm Qi Zhi. Chinese President Xi Jinping continued his visit in Malaysia on Friday, meeting with Malaysian Supreme Head of State Abdul Halim Muazzam Shah. Both leaders vowed to work together to promote the China-Malaysia cooperation to a higher level. Earlier in the day, President Xi held talks with Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak. They agreed to upgrade bilateral relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership. Following his visit to Malaysia, the Chinese leader will travel to the Indonesian resort island of Bali for the 21st leaders' meeting of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. Rescuers have retrieved two more bodies from the South China Sea, bringing the death toll to 6 in the aftermath of Typhoon Utip. Another 56 remain missing. Rescuers have now expanded their search areas and launched underwater searches. Police have identified 3 of the 6 fishermen's bodies. 3 fishing boats sank off the waters around the Xisha Island due to Typhoon Utip last Sunday. So far, 268 fishermen have been rescued. Meanwhile, China's top meteorological authority has issued an orange alert as Typhoon Fito is set to hit the country's southeast coastlines late Sunday. Fito, the 23rd of the year, strengthened to a strong typhoon on Friday afternoon. It was about 850 kilometers east of Taipei at the time. Fito is forecast to reach East China Sea on Saturday and make landfall in the provinces of Zhejiang and Fujian on Sunday. In southern Italy, search teams have been working to recover bodies from the fishing boat that sank on Thursday with around 500 African migrants on board. Only more than 150 have been rescued. The death toll now stands at 111. But rough seas have forced divers to postpone their search for more than 200 migrants still unaccounted for. Local officials say about half of the asylum seekers, mainly from Eritrea and Somalia, were women, and there were also many children. Italy has declared a day of mourning, with flags flying at half-mast, and a minute of silence observed in all schools. 4 people have been killed in Egypt as supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi clashed with opponents and the security forces in Cairo. Medical officials say at least 40 others were injured as gunfire and explosions rocked the center of Cairo. Thousands of Muslim Brotherhood supporters flocked to Egypt's main squares after the Friday prayer to protest against the armed forces, which they said overthrew Morsi. Troops used tear gas and live rounds to halt crowds heading to Tahrir Square in Cairo. Further violence was also reported in other parts of Cairo and in the northern port city of Alexandria. A cross-party panel of the Italian Senate has recommended the expulsion from the chamber of former Premier Silvio Berlusconi over his conviction for tax fraud. The decision will have to be confirmed with a full vote of the Senate before the end of October. Berlusconi threatened to topple the coalition government over the issue, but backed down during a confidence vote. The media tycoon was convicted of tax fraud in October 2012, and the sentence was upheld in August. At least 14 people were killed and 20 others injured when a bus fell into a ravine in Mexico State, in south-central Mexico, on Friday. Preliminary findings show the driver lost control when the bus was speeding. 14 victims, including 2 children, were killed on the spot. The injured people were sent to local hospitals. In sports news, at the China Open Tennis, China's number one Li Na has squandered a 3-1 lead in the deciding third set to lose to 9th seed Petra Kvitova of the Czech Republic in the quarterfinals. Kvitova has been in top form in the Asian swing, winning the Tokyo title last week. On the men's side, Rafael Nadal is only 1 win away from returning to world number 1 after pulling off a dramatic comeback victory over Italian Fabio Fognini in the quarterfinals. Nadal was trailing 1-5 in the second set after losing the first, before crawling his way back to beat the Italian 6-1 in the third to reach the semifinals. He would play Thomas Berdych in the semis. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Xi Zhi in Beijing.